Hey there, lovelies. It is Vault Girl here, or otherwise known as Sweaters Thigh Highs. And honestly, I could keep going with pen names, but we're gonna stop there because I don't think I really was recognized until Sweaters Thigh Highs. So before I get into my Q&A here, I really wanted to thank you all for being so very respectful with your questions. I am blown away every single day by my followers on how supportive you all are, and that I'm an actual human being to all of you. I'm not just my lewd content or, you know, whatever I post. I'm not just Kitten. I'm myself. And it really showed when I was going through the questions and I was putting them down into my notepad in a way that I can answer them appropriately for all of you. It kind of dawned on me. I had to sit back for a second and think to myself, oh my gosh, like, I have such a genuine and uplifting group of followers, and I appreciate you all so much. There was nothing too personal. It wasn't completely centered around Gone Wild Audio. Yeah, you guys are just amazing. Why I call you my lovelies. And with that being said, I'm gonna jump in now, but okay, so I should preface, I'm not gonna be mentioning any usernames with the questions that were asked. I kind of just figured I would be a little more personal about it. You'll know when you hear the question that I'm talking to you. I'm going to try not to be too rambly with this. It's already not looking good. I'm at almost 2 minutes and haven't answered a single question yet, so that's great. But I've fashioned these questions in a way that I can answer the really quick ones first, and then I'll jump into the more rambly answer ones because I tend to ramble a little bit. But yeah, sit back. I'm going to try to make it under about 45 minutes. I realistically have no idea how long this is going to go. This is my first Q&A I've ever done, so fingers crossed I can keep it around 30 to 45 minutes. But I know some of you are, you guys really want to get to know me, and some of you are just like, hey, I'm here for the moans and that's it. And that's fine. If you're here for the moans, I'll see you in my next spicy audio, and if you're here to get to know me, then sit back, relax, grab yourself a snack, and let's get into this. Alright, so I think a good place to start would be, of course, the elephant in the room. For some of you, not for all of you. That being that Sweaters Thigh Highs is no longer with us, and trust me, I'm so sad to see it go. I really identified with the name, and think that there was definitely a working relationship between the name and my content, so it breaks my heart that things ended up the way they did. And to that question, there is a long story answer and a short story answer, and I think I'm going to give you something kind of in the middle, because, again, ramble issues. So if you were following Sweaters Thigh Highs towards the end there, you know that I was on a hiatus for a couple of months, I believe. And even before the hiatus, it was really rocky posting. And to that, I have to say, I became distracted. I went against a rule that I normally have as a VA. And got my life tangled up in a distraction. And it was great while it lasted. I have no regrets, but, well, just one, getting rid of my account, but eventually, with all distractions, it has to come to an end, so it did. And with that, I deleted Sweaters Thigh Highs manically because it was one of the two connections I had to that person. So, yeah, I mean, it's on me. I, like I said, woke up manically one morning and was like, no, this has to come to an end. Like, we're just prolonging the inevitable. And, yeah. Deleted Sweaters Thigh Highs, just up and left. Now when it comes to Vault Girl, Vault Girl was an alternative account that I created just to kind of keep on Reddit. I didn't want to leave the situation like entirely. That's not what it was about. I wasn't leaving to leave Reddit. I was leaving just to kind of like cut those ties and make it easier on the both of us to just move on. So I made Vault Girl to kind of keep up with Gone Wild Audio, and what was it? Not even 2 days after I deleted Sweaters Thigh Highs that I was like, I'm craving posting audios. And yeah, I didn't have the distraction anymore. I felt more myself again. Vault Girl, in hindsight, I don't think I would have made it my new GWA profile. I think it was a bit of a snap decision because it was there. I didn't have to make another profile. The only other account I had was my alt sad account. Yes, I have an alt sad account. But yeah, in retrospect, I wish Vault Girl wasn't what I ended up with, but hey, I still identify with it. I'm a huge Fallout fan, so we're here as Vault Girl now, and I hope that you all can accept that and love me the same under Vault Girl as I was as Sweaters Thigh Highs. And with that out of the way, let's get into more favorite style questions, or, you know, just kind of quick getting to know me questions. Let's start with favorite drink. The blue edition of Red Bull, for sure. People in my personal life might say that I have a problem with Red Bull, but I don't see it as a problem. I drink like one a day. It's not that serious, you know. Favorite comfort food and favorite snack. My favorite comfort food would probably be anything related to bread. I hate to say it because I'm gluten intolerant, but I love bread so much. Specifically going to Panera and getting their broccoli cheddar bread bowl. Oh my goodness. So bomb. So bomb. And favorite snack. This one hurts me a little bit because it's discontinued in America. They brought it back last Easter. But before that, I believe we hadn't had any of this snack for like 2 years in our country. Unless, you know, you go onto eBay and you pay an arm and a leg for it. But it's Sweetos by Cheetos. Somehow Cheetos, as a company, made a chip taste exactly like a cinnamon roll. And like, it melted in your mouth, but it had a Cheeto consistency. Oh. I can't talk too much about it. I get a little emotional. I'm pretty serious about my snacks and my food. So on to the next. I have a favorite vacation or dream vacation. I definitely have a dream vacation. It would be over in Iceland, which isn't that far from where I live. But I would love to experience any number of their hot springs experiences. They all just looked so amazing. I've had friends that have gone and done them, come back and felt refreshed, brand new. And I feel like I'm needing that right now. Work's been kind of hectic, and the last two vacations I've been on in the last 6 months have been, oh my gosh, just nothing but trekking and hot weather, which I don't do all that well in. So yeah, I think Iceland right now would definitely be dream level compared to anything else I can think of. Hobbies. Writing, definitely. And I don't just write erotica, because that's kind of what bled into Gone Wild Audio for me. But writing, reading, playing video games. I don't really have a lot of time for hobbies. I was getting really into crafting last year. I had a lot going on last year, so financially, I wasn't able to splurge on gifts, so I was crafting gifts for people. So crafting, I think that's pretty much it. Makeup, I mean, I'm really intrigued by learning new makeup techniques and trying new products, but it's kind of hard to call it a hobby because I just kind of put my face on and wear it. I don't like make YouTube videos on it. I rarely these days watch YouTube videos on it to learn new stuff, but I'm just going to throw it in there because in the last few years I have upped my makeup game, and it's solely based on the interest in makeup. Am I a dog or cat person? That is so hard because I'm an animal person in general. I think, though, if I'm being very honest with myself, I think I'm a cat person because I think I'm a low maintenance person when it comes to animals. So unfortunately, I have a pug right now, and the poor guy doesn't get a lot in terms of exercise, and it's totally my fault. Of course, it's my fault. I'm his owner. But, you know, he deserves better from me. He deserves to go on like a walk or two a week, and If I go out of town, though, if I take him out of town, I will take him and I will go on a little adventure with him. But that stuff just doesn't happen very often. And with cats, you don't really have to feel that guilty if you don't take him out for walks. I mean, it's not common for cats to have to go on walks. So I'm going to say I'm a cat person just because I'm a low maintenance animal owner. Oh, man, I'm being a little too honest here. Go-to pizza toppings. I'm pretty boring. I'm usually just like a pepperoni kind of person. And if I'm not feeling like pepperoni, I will just go with a cheese pizza. Although, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm just being waffly here. Papa Murphy's, their stuffed pizza. Mind you, one slice is enough to feed me. But their chicken, I think it's like a chicken garlic stuffed pizza. So good. So good. So it's not necessarily toppings, but I like the toppings to be on the inside of the pizza. Stuffed pizza is where it's at. I feel like it's very underrated. Thoughts on pineapple and ham pizza. I love ham. Don't love pineapple. Not a big pineapple person. So, sorry. If you love pineapple on your pizza, it's not for me. And more for you. More for you. I'll get myself something else. am I getting my vertical labrae and my dahlia piercings? Yes and no. I don't think I'm going to go with the dahlia piercings, unfortunately. I don't want to undergo the scarring. I'm also kind of fearful that whoever does it won't line them up appropriately. I kind of have a crooked smile, and I worry that one of them is going to be easy to do, and it's going to be perfect and aligned, and the other one's not. And this is kind of a piercing that if you get it off even just a little bit, it's going to look kind of funny on your smile, because technically a dahlia piercing is supposed to elongate your smile. So I don't want to risk it and then have to go through the pain again of getting it corrected or whatever. But vertical labrae, if you don't know what that is, it's just the piercing that goes through your bottom lip, not on each side of the lip. Like on the inside of your mouth, it actually goes through the top of your lip. So I'm definitely gonna get that one. When? No idea. My birthday's coming up. It's next month. So maybe I'll do it for myself for my birthday. Who knows? Favorite song to roll the windows down to on a drive? See, favorite song questions are really hard for me. Because I'm very eclectic and it depends on the drive. Like if I'm driving to the coast, I like to listen to disco music, and you probably wouldn't have pegged me as a disco music fan. If it's like at night, I'm actually opening up my Spotify to answer this question. where is it? Hold on. I think it's pronounced Thelema. Thelema. I don't want to click on it and play it. Or no, sorry. No, wrong song. It was Resonance. Sorry. I was looking at the wrong song. They're like right next to each other. It's called Resonance by Home. And the album is Odyssey. I just recently added it to my Spotify. But it's one that I keep finding myself going back to when I am going for a long drive. Either that one or one that I've actually loved for a very, very long time. Hold on, let me find it. Yeah, like I was saying, I'm very eclectic with music, so it really depends on the mood when I'm in the car. Bear with me. Oh, here it is. It's an EDM song. It's called Harvest by Of The Trees, and it looks like it's just The Harvest. I think it's a single, so that's the album name. But Harvest is one of those songs that has a little bit of everything when it comes to EDM for me. And I love it. It's one of those songs that even though I've had it for a couple of years on my Spotify, I will replay it if it's just the right mood. If I'm like on a back road, it's at night, the sky is like not cloudy at all, I can see all the stars. Yeah, Harvest for sure. Favorite song I wouldn't play to a car full of others? Oh my gosh, these are hot questions. I should have came up with answers to these. probably. Hold on, I'm gonna pause this because I have to play the song to remember because I downloaded this song and another song at the same time. So I just want to make sure this is the one I'm thinking of. One sec. All right, so I was right. The song is called Phantom by Alan Mock and Chow Chow. At least that's what it's under on Spotify. But so I have played this song. I used to work retail. I used to work in a tech department. And before the store would open, if I forgot my headphones at home, I would have to play my music aloud. And this song came on. I'm putting up signs. I'm taking care of my job or my work. And the beauty tech comes over to me and she's like, what the hell? Like, she caught the end of the song and she was like, your music sometimes sounds like robots having sex. I don't know why that was the first thing I thought of when I heard this song, but is that an actual music? Is that, do you listen to that for fun? Like, you actually enjoy that? And I was jamming to it. So I was like, yeah, of course I do. But you know what? I'm gonna coin that. That's beautiful. That my music sounds like robots having sex. That's flattering, honestly. Thank you. Taking it as a compliment. But it's a very kind of aggressive and wonky song that uses very strange noises, and it's not one that I think I would put on in a car and expect like anybody in the car to actually enjoy it, because it's nonsense. It's literal nonsense in a song. I'm sure I could think of better ones, but that's definitely that one. Or actually, let me give you another one, because it's, I think, I like a lot of spicy music too, so I'll give you a spicy, like, hot one. Let me actually go back. This was, like, from 2019. I've been listening to this one. And I'm sorry, I'm horrible. I can never remember the names of the music I download. I don't know. I guess that's a toxic trait of mine. Oh, went too far. Hold on. Did I? Yeah, I did. I know I'm in the vicinity. I'm in that same era that I downloaded it in. Do It For Me by Rosenfeld. Oh my goodness. If that song came on, say like my grams was in my car or something, or my mom or my dad, I would be mortified. Absolutely mortified that they knew I listened to music like that. It's very BDSM and kink related. And And it, like, when the song even starts, you know where it's going. It's a sexy song. So those are my two. I'll give you two of them. So I'm gonna, my questions are all over the place. There's elements of a perfect script, if there's such a thing, or will I know when I know? So basically the question is there a type of script I'm looking for? Like, are there certain elements I'm looking for in a script? And to that, I say yes, definitely. If I see a script that's really aggressive, I probably won't do it. Like, me being aggressive, just because I don't feel like that's in me at all. Like, if I were to do a female dom script, it would still be gentle. So, it doesn't have to be daddy kink stuff. It doesn't even have to be kinky stuff. I just have to be able to... How should I put this? I want to be able to relate to the words. It's not just the story, you know? It's not just the narrative. It's the words that the script is using as well. And I know a lot of people that write scripts, they're perfectly fine with improv. So, you know, there's a section here, improv it a little bit. That's perfectly fine. But genuinely, I think it's just that I have found a script. I actually do have one saved right now, but I need to kind of sit down, work with it, figure out how I can still fulfill the script itself, because I don't want to improv too much. And another thing I worry about is all of my content comes with real orgasms, and it's hard to keep on script when you're... when you're coming, I gotta just say it. It's gonna be hard for me to stick on script if I am heated and in that moment and breathy and my brain's gone completely mush because I've just experienced a mind-blowing orgasm, which sometimes I do experience them in my audios, and my audios definitely heighten that experience for me. So it's just going to take practice. And like I said, I have a script saved. I don't want to say it yet. I want it to be a surprise if I end up filming it. But I definitely resonated with it. I don't know what those factors are. I think when I'm reading it, I'll just know. Kind of like what you said. Or will you just know? Yeah, I think I will just know when I find the script that I am passionate about filling. And it probably will take me ages to actually upload it because it's going to require a lot of work from me. But I hope to do that very soon here for you guys. Last actual book I read, like physical book I read, The Deserter by Junji Ito. I'm still reading it currently. I set it down and got distracted and have taken too much time from it. So I really need to get back into it. But I've been really loving manga lately. So outside of manga, the last physical book I read was... Actually, I have it in my Kindle. One sec. My memory, if there's anything I'm telling you guys with this Q&A, is that my memory is god-awful. And I'm hoping it's still on there. Oh yeah, it is. It's Verity by Colleen Hoover, and I discovered it through TikTok. It's an awesome book. It has a great twist at the end. It really keeps you on the edge of your seat, and it just has this, like, creepy... Sorry, I need to drink some water, apparently. Sorry. It keeps you on the edge of your seat, and it has this really creepy vibe throughout the entire book. Like, you're just waiting for something really bad to happen, and then in the end, you're like, but I wasn't expecting that, so... Loved that book, but as far as actual physical book that I've recently read, it's The Deserter by Junji Ito. And before that, I read Tomi. And Tomi was good. Not my favorite Junji Ito book, but it was good. I'm glad that I read it and I have it under my belt now. Favorite book or story? That is really hard. So I think there's another thing that's going to kind of come about me, or, you know, come to a head about me. I love horror, the horror genre, anything scary. So when it comes to books, movies, video games, that's what I'm going to say. It's a lot of horror related things. So for favorite book or story, it was actually a story, a short story that was shared to our No Sleep, and it's called Lumpy, My Sister's Story. It was so good. I still to this day can't read that short story without having an issue with sleeping, and I'm typically pretty jaded when it comes to anything scary. It was just written in a way, it was like two people emailing back and forth, two lovers emailing back and forth about creepy happenstances in a new home. And it just felt so real. And, you know, the rule, if you've ever been on No Sleep, the rule is it's everything's real on that subreddit. So, you know, I go in with the right mentality of whether it's real or not, this is real. And the way that it was shared, like the how the emails were shared in the post, it just was so real feeling. And honestly, I don't think, if you like scary short stories, you should definitely read it. Again, it's called Lumpy, My Sister's Story. It was posted like 9 years ago, if that tells you at all how long I've been on Reddit. But I heavily recommend that you read it. It's super creepy, very eerie, and you will never look at deer the same way. I personally, and I live in a place that's got forest everywhere, I don't look at deer the same way. Driving home, if I see one off the side of the road, I'm like, stay where you're at. Don't charge my car, you know. last game I completed, Sally Face. My niece told me about Sally Face a couple months ago, and she was like blown away that I hadn't played it yet because I love horror video games. Even though I'm a little too scared to play them all, but Sally Face was a lot of fun. It was a very puzzle-based, creepy game. I want to say it was geared for children, but it does have some adult content to it as well. So yeah, definitely. And game I play to unwind to. There are several games that I play to unwind to. Lately, it's been Pokemon Legends Arceus. Breath of the Wild, sometimes I'll pick up. I've done everything in Breath of the Wild besides, like, 40 shrines, maybe 30 shrines. And actually fighting Calamity Ganon. I've done everything else, though. So it's one of those games that I like to come back to and start over. Do it all over again. The audio of me being Nerdy Best Friend. That's pretty spot on for me. I think I've only, out of all the Zelda games, I've only completed Skyward Sword, unfortunately. There's something in me where I get to the very end where I'm about to fight Ganon and I get overly intimidated and I'm not having fun with the game anymore and I just want to be like done with it. So yeah, I'm pretty sure I took on Zant in Twilight Princess, but the only Zelda game I've ever completed was Skyward Sword. Anyway, sorry, ramble. So yeah, Breath of the Wild, Stardew Valley was also another one. Cozy Grove is one I find myself coming back to every once in a while. I think that's it though. Yeah, those are like my only games I come back to unwind to, unless we're talking retro games, but that could be its whole audio in itself. That can be on its own. There's just so many retro video games I could get into. So I'll just leave it at that. I'll just leave it at my Switch. I'm just going to make sure I have touch base on all of the short questions. Because there's some more. Okay, so these questions are a little more like Gone Wild audio style questions. So I might be a bit rambly and I want to make sure that I'm being very respectful when I answer these questions and very honest. So let's just go ahead and dive into it. What got me into audio? So 2019, I was kind of playing around on Reddit. And I didn't know what GWA was. I didn't use Reddit for pornography. I really used it to like connect with people and get to know people, have play partners somewhat. And there was a British play partner that I was talking to at the time who was very romantic. He absolutely refused to send any messages back and forth, like texting messages. He basically fully relied on audios and would send me audios like almost every single day. And he knew that I wrote erotica back then too. So he was kind of trying to help me with my writing and I don't know, keep things spicy between the two of us. So he eventually got to a point where he was like, you should try to read your erotica in a way that's like becoming point of view. Because I was kind of hitting a wall with my writing. He was like, well, I think you could maybe make a connection to your writings if you were to try to make them in audio form. And maybe that would help bridge this gap in your mind of there's a difference between writing erotica and feeling erotica. Because I was hitting that wall and I think he saw that. So I practiced a little bit with him. Putting my erotica into audios. I liked it, but it wasn't something that I was like gung-ho about back then. But he blew me away. I mean, the way he described things, the way he spoke about sex was very mind-opening, mind-blowing even. I would like go back and listen to his audios over and over again. Fast forward to 2020. So about a year later, I remembered that guy and I remembered like the audios we sent back forth to each other. I again was on Reddit looking for, you know, just someone to talk to. The pandemic really hit hard and buckled me down. I was working retail and I was home all the time and had nothing to fill my time with. So I found Gone Wild Audio myself. I can't even remember how I... There must have been somebody who brought it up to me or something along those lines. Because I was playing with people on the phone, and I remember I had a lot of people tell me, like, you have an amazing voice, it's so comforting, I could listen to you right off of a shampoo bottle, and, you know, I kind of took that to heart. I was very flattered by it, and decided that I wanted to give it a try, and start posting actual stuff for other people to hear, because, you know, I revert back to the British guy that I was talking to 2 years, 3 years ago now, and, yeah, just kind of jumped into it. At first, when I posted, I wasn't all too thrilled about it. I was kind of nervous. My voice was shaky. I still have my very first audio that I uploaded to Soundgasm and shared on Gone Wild Audio. I know I said I wouldn't bring up any old pen names, but the pen name was Don't Tell Daddy. And I had so many people that were like, are you hiding what you do from another daddy? Like, so I had to quickly drop Don't Tell Daddy. It was becoming a thing. But I still have that audio, and maybe one day, to humor anybody who wants to hear it, maybe I'll post it and you'll see. I'm so shaky voiced and unsure of myself. I don't know what to say. I'm tripping over my words. It's kind of cute. I like to look back on it and humble myself a little bit, like, hey, this is where I started. Like, I'm still amateur, but I definitely think I've improved on some things since then. But yeah, long story short, it was just some guy I talked to 3 years ago who made me kind of passionate about turning my erotica into audios. So here we are. How do I feel about fans? I love fans. Personally, I did not do this to get a following. I didn't do this to, like, become popular. I truly didn't even think that one of my audios would reach nearly 700 upvotes. And actually, so Nerdy Best Friend was from Sweaters Thigh Highs days. And I think even on there, I think I hit like 700 upvotes or maybe even almost 800 upvotes on it. That's not something I ever expected to happen. I was like, I saw that like the average good audio would be anywhere around like 50 to 400 upvotes. And I was like, maybe I'll have one of those. Maybe I'll have a couple of those. But I didn't really think that I would be going anywhere. And I don't genuinely think I am going anywhere. I just do this for fun. So honestly, fans kind of help me. They help me stay on track. You all motivate me to, you know, keep posting and keep coming up with fresh content. Some of you personally message me and say, hey, would you be interested in trying this in the future? So then I do a little research and then somehow incorporate it. And just, you know, subtract Gone Wild Audio from me and my relationship with my fans. You all are just so uplifting. I mean, I'll post something on Twitter about my day and about how, you know, it's just been rough or I'm going through something, and I'll have so many people just reaching out to me saying, hey, take a break, drink some water. Go out, maybe go for a walk. You know, you guys are just beautiful people, and yeah, we're all here to get off, and I'm here to get you guys off, but it's more to that. And that's not something I was expecting. As somebody who used to post to other subreddits looking for similar attention, I had never felt so cared for in another community. So when I came to Gone Wild Audio and I collected a little bit of a fan base that I do have now, I just was blown away by the positivity and the love and the support and the fact that I'm not just, like I said in the beginning of all of this, I'm not just some lewd content creator. I am me, and I get to be me unapologetically, and I love that. So fans, I adore them, and though I don't want to get caught up in another distraction, I will message back and I'll try to humor you guys or just have a little bit of fun, because I'm not fully against having play partners either. But just know, like, even if I drop off, even if I'm not just consistently talking to you every day, it's really out of my own protection. But I appreciate you all for everything that you've done, all of the support and all of the love, truly. Which audio, oh my gosh, I was supposed to look up the pronunciation of this word, niches, I want to say. If I'm wrong, laugh at me and move on, but which of them would I be open to trying that I haven't before? I'm just going to say it. I'm planning milestone audios for the future. This is one of my milestone audios. I've already hit 600 followers since then, so I might already be writing up an outline for my next one. Female Dom. One, I have not tried. I don't know if I'm going to be any good at it. I have been told in real life that I do have a dominant personality, but I don't think that translates in the bedroom. I think that I'm just the leader type of person that's like, let's get this shit done. Like, if no one else is going to step up to the plate, that means I have to. But that does not translate at all in the bedroom. But I really want to give it a shot. I'm about halfway through the outline right now, and I'm feeling really good about the narrative that I have going here. But female dom, something that I want to give a try, but I haven't tried before. And I think that's what you mean. I think you mean like what kind of audios I would give a shot that are really popular. And there's another one that I was kind of discussing with another VA, that I don't know if it's going to be a lot of work, and I have to figure out how I would even go about it. It's hypnosis. I don't even know how I go about it, if I'm the one being hypnotized or if I'm the one doing the hypnotizing, but, when I'm done with this female dom, outline, I'm going to try to start working on a hypnosis one and just kind of gather what that's going to look like. So yeah, there are definitely things that I want to try that I'm a little nervous to do, but I want to blossom in this field. Like, I really do want to kind of broaden my horizons, and I noticed it's helped a lot with my writing too, so that's exciting. Will I ever do collaborations? Probably not. I'm a very shy person. I've been asked if I'd like to do a collab. I've even, to the point where Sweaters Thigh Highs, I had one of my first audios up, and someone, with my permission, of course, I sent the audio to him, and he kind of like plugged in his own voice, and I guess that could be a collab, but it was never posted. He sent it to me, and I was like, this is awesome. I feel like it needs to be cleaned up a little bit, because it's hard. It's hard to take a already established audio that wasn't intended to be shared to others for a collaboration. Never mind that, back then I wasn't good at timing my words, so timing pauses has become a really big thing for me now that I didn't take into account back then. So there were a couple things that I would have changed about that audio mashup, but I don't know if I would do collaborations. It would have to be like a perfect scenario. I would have to have really good communication with this person. We would have to be on like the same, we'd have to be into the same things, similar things at least. So it's something I would consider, but I don't actually see myself doing, I guess is the best answer to that question. This is the one that I'm going to go about very carefully. So how do I feel about Gone Wild audio culture, and has it become unsafe or toxic? Okay, so I find Gone Wild audio to be very clicky. Like, on the voice actor perspective, I do think it's very clicky. And I didn't know that when I first walked in. Like, when I first walked in and started getting, like, heavy attention, I had other VAs message me. And I'm not going to say any names. I won't say anything about these people. All I'm going to say is I noticed that when you're coming up like that, there is kind of a little bit of an expectation in you to play the game, like play with other VAs, not necessarily play like sexually, but, you know, like talk to other VAs, join Discord chats, do collaborations, fulfill scripts. There's a little bit of an expectation, but it's not like a pressuring expectation. I've never had anybody pressure me on Gone Wild audio, whether that be a fan or that be another VA. I've never felt pressured by somebody. I have experienced a little bit of, sorry, I'm gonna drink some more water, one sec. I'm sorry if you're not in a gulping. My mic picks up so well with my new phone, so. I have experienced a little bit of shallow behavior, which is to be expected when you're really getting popular and, you know, you have people wanting to interview you and you probably have people blowing you up behind the scenes, telling you that you're amazing and that your voice is like, oh my gosh, it makes me want to fuck you. Like, I get it. I do get it all going to your head. And yeah, it's happened to me even. But I at least try to be very mindful of how I treat other VAs and my fans, even though my head feels huge because my oral fixation audio hit like 250 upvotes, which isn't crazy, but for me, I'm like, ooh, excited. I don't want that to go straight to my head, and I don't want to mistreat people because my head has grown a little bit. I've gotten a little bit of a ego because something really popped off. I'm so sorry. My neighbors have a dog, and I'm sure she just got home from work, so you're going to hear that a little bit. Has it become unsafe or toxic? I don't think I have ever felt unsafe on Gone Wild Audio. Otherwise, I wouldn't be there anymore. I'm going to be very honest with you. If there was ever a point in my experience, which my experience with Gone Wild Audio. I've been uploading on and off for about a year, maybe a year and a half now. Right? Yeah, about a year and a half. If at any point I felt unsafe, I would have dropped off. I would have been done with it, count deleted, dream given up, but I've never felt unsafe. If anything, I have felt a little bit of toxicity because of the clique situation. I've never agreed with cliques. Even in high school, I've been that drifter that kind of makes friends with everybody, and that's how I am on Gone Wild Audio. I'm not here to single anybody out. I'm not here to make anybody feel lesser because their audios aren't popping off. I don't even really get all that, you know, bothered by even my audios not doing well. Like, if I see one of my audios, like my very recent one, only hit, like, it's almost at 40 upvotes right now after 2 days. That stuff doesn't bother me. I'm truly here to enjoy myself and help people enjoy themselves. I'm getting off, you're getting off. That's exciting to me. And I'm not looking to become famous or popular. I'm very shy. I don't think I would actually thrive if I popped off and got really popular. I think that's another thing about Sweaters Thigh Highs that scared me a little bit, because when I was under that pen name, I was taking off. And I'm just here to have fun. If I find anything toxic, I'm going to keep it to myself. I'm not going to share my experiences. It's nobody's business, but I've experienced a little bit of it, and it's nothing crazy. It's not, I mean, I'm different. I'm a female, so maybe I see it from a different perspective. But yeah, that's just my take on it. Slight toxicity, slight shallow behavior, but it's nothing that I wouldn't find in everyday life, I guess. And then what's my goal as a VA? My last question. My goal is to get people off. Plain and simply, I'm a little bit of an exhibitionist. And I think that's kind of where this stems from, is I love to be heard. I think I sound decent when I moan. So when I first made my very first audio that actually had me coming in it, I was like, oh, wow. Like, this, even me listening back to this is exciting. And I listen to men and women on Gone Wild Audio. So when I was entering in, I was like, man, I'm such an amateur. Like, there's so many good people on this app, on this subreddit. And, you know, I didn't know why I was coming into it at first. I was like, I'm just here to make people come. I'm here to come myself. So at the base level, that is my goal. I think it has kind of graduated a little bit into me kind of exploring outside of my comfort zone. I definitely want to try new content, as I said. Try new content, better my voice, get better at public speaking, honestly. I find that this has made me feel more confident in myself. Like, in a public situation, I feel more confident in my words. I feel not, like, running away from, you know, one-on-one conversation. And that's funny that Gone Wild Audio would do that for me. But speaking into my room and talking to you all, I've realized that I've broken some of those public speaking fears within myself through this. So yeah, definitely upping my content, or no, sorry, trying new content, working on my voice, and working on my public speaking. I think those are my most, those are like my actual goals with being a VA now. I have no goals of becoming famous or popular. I don't want that. I really, truly just want to be here and have fun. And if a lot of people resonate with that, or a lot of people can relate to that, then amazing. Then a lot of people do. But I definitely don't want to become a shallow voice actress. I'd say that's something I'm really trying to avoid, actually. Oh, and look at that. I'm at 45 minutes. Well, almost 46. So I'm going to go ahead and do a little outro. One sec. All right, lovelies. So it has been glorious. This has been an amazing experience with a Q&A. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I'm going to do another one of these. And if I do, it'll be a much, much later milestone when I have different followers. Thank you to the very few who sent me questions. Your questions were amazing. They were a nice little warm-up. And again, thank you all for being so, so respectful. No questions of like, where do you live? Or what's your blood type? What's your social security like? You all were very, very kind. And I am happy to be here posting content for all of you. I hope that you consistently enjoy my future content I have planned. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed this Q&A. I hope it fulfilled all of your desires, whoever wanted to listen to it. And I can't wait to start recording my next audio for you all. All right, lovelies. It's been fun. And I'll see you on the flippy floppy. Goodbye.